Hello there. Thanks very much to Paul and the other organisers for giving me the opportunity to talk to you today. I want to begin by confessing that while this is a subject that I am extremely interested in, it's not one that I would claim to be an expert in any way at all. In fact, I fully agree with Mark Thorley's proposition earlier that he would have been brilliant, absolutely brilliant in this session, but alas, he turned down my selfless offer to take over my slot, so you're stuck with me, unfortunately. So what I'm going to do by way of introduction is to give you a kind of an overview of where our thinking as a funder's got to in this area, in terms of making increasing access to research data more broadly, and specifically data underlying publications. I'm going to talk a little bit about a specific initiative which I'm helping to coordinate around expanding access to public health and epidemiology data, which is starting to think about some of these issues around data publication. And then I'm going to finish off by just posing some questions and some thoughts on opportunities which occurred to me in putting together this talk. So as a starting point, my colleague Kevin gave a very good overview of our organisation, the Wellcome Trust, earlier this morning. So in essence, we're a global charitable foundation and we're dedicated to supporting research to achieve extraordinary improvements in human and animal health. So something that's been sort of central to our thinking in terms of achieving this vision, well, for as long as I've been at the Wellcome Trust, certainly, and probably long before that, is really to ensure that the outputs of our funding, the research we support, particularly research papers and key data sets, are really made widely available so that they can be accessed and used to their fullest extent in a way that really ensures there's a maximum possible benefit derived both to health and to the wider public. And so, as I'm sure everyone in the audience will know, we have been quite a strong advocate of open access and data sharing for several years. So we have long-standing policies on place, so a long-standing mandate on open access since which came into force fully in 2006, and a policy on data management and sharing that was originally published in 2007. Both policies subsequently strengthened a shade over the years subsequent to the original publication. We provide funding to try to back up the implementation of those policies. So as you've heard earlier, since we introduced our open access policy, we have provided funds to institutions to cover the costs of publishing via the gold APC route for open access. We've also, with a consortium of other funders, established the UK PubMed Central resource, which is soon to become Europe PMC from November this year, and I'm sure Joe will say much more about that after me. We also provide considerable funding for major data resources, for example, at the European Bioinformatics Institute and elsewhere, to generally support, provide the key resources needed to share data. We've also been a very strong advocate of ensuring that sort of content can be sort of used to its fullest extent possible. And to that point, we've been putting quite a lot of focus over the last year in terms of our advocacy work, in terms of supporting changes to copyright legislation in the UK to ensure that more content is opened for text and data mining to ensure that it really can be used to its fullest fullest potential. And I'd say in terms of where funders stand on data sharing, there's really quite a clear consensus emerging in terms of the policies of the major funding organisations. So I think all funders are really putting, recognising the increasing challenges associated with managing the increasingly vast and complex data sets being generated across various research areas, but also really see the tremendous opportunities to promote the sort of the wider use of data and enable data to be used in new ways to really generate added value and benefit. And there's increasing policy convergence between the major funders. So I think most of the major funders now have policies in place with an expectation that the data outputs their funding generate will be used, should be used in a way that maximises the value, and a requirement for applicants to funding agencies to provide a data management and sharing plan as part of their application is becoming sort of increasingly sort of embedded as a common requirement. Where I think funders are rather variable That's been quite kind, I think, in terms of the implementation of these policies, is in terms of following up how those plans are actually implemented in practice. But that's something we're thinking about and have a sort of, I think, a general desire to do better. But there are limits in terms of what's possible in that regard at the moment. But to implement these policies and ensure data is used to its maximum extent, there are some really significant challenges that need to be overcome. So there are major issues around infrastructure. Lots of fields really don't have sort of recognised community repositories for data sets at the moment. Those that do often find that often have challenges around ensuring sustainable funding for those resources. There are massive cultural considerations around data sharing, particularly in terms of incentivising it appropriately and ensuring that those who do share, make the effort to share data, receive due recognition, reward for their efforts. There are big technical issues around standards, metadata, and so forth. There are issues around ensuring sustaining the skill sets we need to share data, and in many fields there are ethical constraints around how data can be shared. And we're starting from a situation, and this I think is a really critical point, where different disciplines are at very different stages in terms of where they're at in terms of the development of culture, the availability of resources and technical systems to share data. So it's a very variable thing, even across the biomedical sciences in which we fund. And really these challenges will require partnership, I think a key point, both between funders, and I'll give an example of that in a sec, but also between funders and other key communities internally, including journals, institutions, repositories, and other key groups. So now I'm going to chat a little bit about one area which is a particular focus for us in terms of promoting data sharing at the moment, and that's public health and epidemiology research data. And what I mean by this is the sort of data collected from populations or cohorts of individuals in the context of health research, and around ensuring that type of data can be sort of used to its maximal extent, because this is really one area where we think there's a huge amount more potential to use that data than often currently happens at the moment. So the sort of current situation in this area is data is often not accessible, and that limits both opportunities to bring data together across studies in this area, but or even check do verification and checking for accuracy of data, of research findings. In many cases, only the immediate research interests of those gathering the data are addressed. Broader questions that might be addressed by sharing data are often, there's often not the opportunity to pursue those. There's lots of duplication and inefficiencies in the way data is collected in this area. And because data is often sort of held locally by the research groups who collected, there are often sort of big issues about what happens to it over the long term and its long-term preservation and curation. However, in recognising those problems and the opportunities to do more, you have to recognise in this area that there are legitimate concerns, both over the sort of issues to do with personal privacy of the subjects about which that data concerns, but also about the interests of researchers who put a lot of effort into building these studies over time and ensuring that they get due recognition and reward. And that's a particular issue in low and middle income country settings, where the current capacity to undertake data analysis may be much more limited. However, we felt as a group of funders in the 5 years or so back that these discussions really got underway, that we really needed to do significantly more to work with this community to find ways of widening access to this data. And that work sort of led to discussions which, the first sort of major output of which was a joint statement that we published in The Lancet at the start of last year. There were 17 initial funder signatories. I'll show you a list of that in a sec. But that was really essentially a sort of high-level statement of principle that the funders really wanted to had a sort of shared vision to work together to increase the availability of research data generated by our fundings to accelerate improvement in public health. The statement set out basically three high-level principles that we thought should underpin data sharing in this area. Firstly, that it should be equitable in terms of balancing the needs of those who generate the data, but also potential users of the data, and crucially, the communities and the funders who support it. that data sharing should be ethical in terms of always respecting the privacy of individuals, but balancing that very much against the sort of imperative and responsibility to the communities that collect data from to ensure that the maximum possible benefits to public health result from the use of that data, and that data sharing should be efficient, so both in terms of being proportionate to the value of the data, building on existing practice, and reducing unnecessary duplication of effort wherever possible. And the statement then set out seven sort of high-level goals, which are things we wanted to work towards as a group of funders, and those really landed around sort of technical requirements, building professional capacity, and then I highlighted one there, which is obviously particularly germane to this discussion today, ensuring published work and data are linked and archived for the long term. So that's something that's very much sort of embedded into this initiative. So. As I mentioned, this initiative brings together a broad group of funders, so including major public funders, so for example, DFG in Germany, INSERM in France, UK MRC, and the NIH and CDC from the US, major charitable foundations, including Gates and Hewlett, for example, and major international organisations, including the World Bank and WHO. So quite a strong and influential group of funders, and we're actually taking forward discussions and inviting more funders to join the group going forwards. However, we in sort of setting up this joint statement, it was really sort of our intention as the Wellcome Trust that it wouldn't just be a static statement, and it would really sort of form the basis for a sort of joint programme of work going forwards. So the funders involved in this initiative have clubbed together to form a public health research data forum through which we share information and also develop ideas, proposals for joint activities, and we've established a joint work plan with a number of initiatives going forward. This basically sort of divided up into three areas, so there's work around building capacity and skills, particularly in low and middle income countries, work around addressing those issues around culture and incentives I mentioned, and also work to sort of promote the wider and more standard use of metadata and other tools and enhanced data discoverability. And sort of always sort of embedded into this is that we recognise those work in this area will really require key inputs from the range of communities, from researchers, institutions, funders, repositories, and publishers. And we're really sort of committed to increasing engagement with publishers in taking this work forward. So I just wanted to say, sort of moving on to the subject in hand, slightly more detail, one of the initial pieces of work that we're taking forward under the sort of auspices of the forum, it's a bit of work to look at the potential of data citation to really, both two things. So particularly to help sort of underpin incentives to share data, but also to inform the sort of gathering of more sort of better accurate information to track the downstream use of data. Data sets going forward. And so the Trust on behalf of the Forum has commissioned the Digital Curation Centre in the UK to really, as a first step, produce a landscape analysis of the current initiatives in this area going forward, and including both efforts directly to cite data sets, but also linked initiatives to associate IDs to researchers, so ORCID, Dryad, that and Dryad initiative to provide a sort of a way of sort of storing data and underpinning publications, so really they're sort of the full sort of set of underlying initiatives in this area, and then to look specifically at opportunities and challenges to apply these type of initiatives in the public health and epidemiology space. Unfortunately, in a really bad timing, this work is just due to report but hasn't yet, so it would have been brilliant to have results to present to you, but I don't have those. Instead, though, I can tell you that we had a focus group with a number of public health researchers about the studies a couple of days back, and there was, I think, quite genuine sort of enthusiasm around the potential to use sort of better citation metrics in the research they support. I think there was a bit of scepticism about whether these would directly sort of feed into better incentives because of I think, big concerns around issues of attribution, that loads and loads of people are involved in these data sets, and how do you attribute individuals' contribution. But a really clear recognition that they could generate really helpful and much better data on how the data sets they produce are being used and the impact they're having downstream, which would be valuable. So that was quite encouraging. And then I think based on the impact results of this study, we want to look at the extent to which, take forward further discussions with the community, but also look at the extent to which we as funders could potentially play a bigger role in terms of fostering the uptake of these types of tools. So in terms of looking at enhancing data underpinning publication, we've kind of been aware in taking forward this work, there are some emerging examples of good practice which we would definitely see as encouraging signs. So we're aware that some journals are starting to develop more explicit policies that clarify expectations of authors regarding data access. So I'm aware PLOS and Biomed Central have specific policies on this, for example. We're aware of the emergence of Dryad, for example, as a repository to enable access, preservation of data underpinning published research, which is, of course, particularly valuable in areas where there aren't existing community repositories, to ensure the data underpinning the publication is available. And then there are emerging efforts and data sites, the biggest one that I know about, certainly to enable the attribution of permanent digital identifiers to data sets, which could be, as I mentioned, incredibly useful in terms of enabling more systematic tracking of how data is being used. In terms of the opportunities, I think there are some really tremendous tremendous opportunities which we'd support as a funder. Mark spoke about how having a clear statement on papers on where and how the underlying data and materials can be accessed with direct links to it feasible would be was now obviously a policy requirement of RC UK, but something we would also support. It's not a firm policy requirement of ours, but it will certainly be something we consider going forward, and something which I think could be incredibly useful in terms of maintaining those links. There's big opportunities, I think, to promulgate good practice in terms of data deposition and encouraging the use of recognised repositories where they're available. I know in some areas there's a standard practice in terms of giving accession numbers and that type of thing for data sets, but my limited understanding of the field is that there's not consistent practice in all areas that how those links are made are not often consistently implemented, and that's something that would be incredibly useful to work with publishers on. The use of data citations in a consistent manner that enables a downstream use of data sets to be tracked through DOIs and other potential mechanisms would be something that would be enormously useful. The potential to enhance the ability to access and visualising data underlying published figures in papers would again be something that we'd certainly be very keen to see progressed. And just in general, as we've heard, the building momentum towards open access and making sure that associated opportunities to increase access to data is something that we would very much support and look to work with journals to take forward. So just to finish off, a few questions that just occurred to me as a potential basis for discussion. Something in my initial discussions with journals that I've been very interested in is there a common view on where journals see their role and particularly the limits of that role as being? How can we foster consistent practice across journals on these issues? So as a group of funders, who would be the right consortia to engage? I think and how does standard practice emerge, and how might that be taken forward where it could have value? I think a crucial question is in terms of which elements of this need to be discipline specific, and where are the cross-cutting issues that there could be consistency right across the board on. And then I think there is a question about where the relative roles of funders and publishers lie when it comes to actually encouraging and enforcing data deposition, and where the two groups sort of see their relative roles in that being, and how we can best work in partnership to achieve it. So that's about as far as I got in my thinking. I'd just be really fascinated today to hear your comments and to discuss these issues further going forward. Thanks very much, James.